Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm, sunny afternoon in Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying clear skies, while Haifa sees a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports just in that Iran has fired missiles at Jordan's Aqaba, with explosions heard in Eilut. Flights were delayed as security forces searched open areas nearby. Also, Times of Israel noted earlier today that a reported Trump pact allowing Saudi Arabia a civilian nuclear program raises concerns in Israel. Also this hour, I-24 News says the U.S. military ended its 11th consecutive night of strikes against Iran, with Iran warning of widened conflict if nuclear sites are hit. Separately, Wallace states just now that Trump's nuclear agreement strengthens Saudi Arabia against Iran, potentially endangering Israel. And finally, Forward asks from earlier today if the left has a future in Israel, as left-wing parties strive to shift the political landscape post-Hamas attacks. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global, a news outlet, reporting just minutes ago on the missile attack near Eilut, notes heightened security measures and calls for the removal of foreign troops from Jordan. Open-source Intel analyst OSINT613, writing on X just now, confirms no injuries or damage in Eilut, with ongoing searches for missile debris near Aqaba. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, echoed that no impacts were reported as searches continue in open areas near Aqaba. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the missile incident, Ynet reports that Iranian missiles targeted Jordan's Aqaba, causing explosions to be heard in Eilut. The attack led to flight delays and a significant security response. This incident underscores rising regional tensions and the potential for escalation affecting civilian travel and safety. Turning to the Trump pact, the Times of Israel highlights concerns over a U.S.-Saudi agreement granting a civilian nuclear program. This move is seen as bolstering Saudi Arabia's position against Iran. It also raises alarm in Israel over shifting power dynamics, prompting diplomatic dialogue about regional security. Meanwhile, I-24 News details that the U.S. military has concluded another night of strikes against Iranian positions. Iran's military warns that any U.S. attack on its nuclear sites could expand the conflict. This development comes as tensions over nuclear capabilities and territorial influence remain high, impacting regional stability. On the diplomatic front, Walla conveys that Trump's nuclear agreement with Saudi Arabia is more than an energy partnership. It presents potential security risks for Israel, as Saudi Arabia's strengthened position against Iran may recalibrate alliances and security strategies in the Middle East. And finally, Forward explores the shifting political landscape in Israel. In the wake of recent attacks, left-wing parties are trying to regain influence in an increasingly right-leaning political climate. This effort reflects broader debates over Israel's future direction and domestic policy priorities. On the economic front. First, CTech reports that Israeli startup Plantopia has raised $9 million to produce dairy proteins without cows, aiming to shift from research to commercial production with backing from Schreiber Foods. Separately, Ynet Business states that Greece is turning to Israel for a 3 billion euro defense project. The Greek parliament is set to approve the Achilles Shield program, strengthening defense ties with Israel. And finally, Walla Business reveals that former Finance Committee Chairman Gafni admits joining Netanyahu's coalition was a mistake. He criticizes current economic policies, particularly regarding the cost of living. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.